Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Back now for your Rakuten starting lineups. I'm Tim Roy. It's getting loud here at Chase Center. Warriors being introduced for the Atlanta Hawks, coached by Nate McMillan. And we're backcourt mate of Gary Payton Sr., who was here the other night, or last night, I should say. DeAndre Hunter will start at one forward spot. Hunter, it is the third year, played only 23 games a year ago because of a meniscus problem. He's averaging over 11 points a night, 46.9 from the field. John Collins, out of Wake Forest, now in his fifth year, 6'9", 226 pounds. He can really play. 16 points, 9 boards a night. Clint Capella starts at center, the former Houston Rocket, signed the contract extension in the offseason. Bogdan Bogdanović, the former Sacramento King out of Serbia, now in his fifth year at age of 29. Good, steady backcourt made alongside the mercurial Trae Young in his fourth year out of Oklahoma, averaging 23 points a night and shooting 28.6 beyond the arc so far. Small sample size alert through 10 games. Warriors start the same five they have in the first nine games. Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, Kevon Looney, Jordan Poole, and Stephen Curry. Time for your CarMax keys to the game. And, of course, as always now, our disclaimer is that barring turnovers, what would the other keys be?
How about rebounds?
Okay.
Warriors number one in the league in defensive rebound percentage. The Hawks number three in the league in offensive rebound percentage. So pay particular attention to that side of the court. If the Hawks can get some offensive rebounds and get some buckets out of it and get some more field goal attempts, that gives them a much better chance to win than if the Warriors do what they've been doing all this season, which is take care of their defensive glass.
Golden State wearing their uniforms to honor the Philadelphia Warriors. They're blue with white letters on the backside. Red numbers outlined in white. They'll be going left to right in the first half. It says Warriors across the front. Hawks in white uniforms with red trim, very similar to the Rocket uniforms of last night, except they have a little bit of gold piping as well. These two franchises were playoff rivals when the Hawks were in the West in St. Louis back in the day. If you're too young to remember that, there's always basketballreference.com and Google. Draymond Green.
Oh, you'll get lost.
Yeah, down the rabbit hole. Hand off to Curry on the right side. Quick release. And Curry with the first splash of the night. 17 seconds in, and the Warriors are on the board. So Curry continues his consecutive game streak at 135.
Straight games with a three. Down the lane. Double clutch shot goes blocked out of bounds by Looney as DeAndre Hunter tried to get on the board quickly. This is a long, athletic front court for the Hawks.
I was just thinking the exact same thing. And they got Hunter guarding Steph.
Draymond Green gets it to Jordan Poole. Corner three, no good. Looney offensive rebound out to Curry from way downtown. Back-to-back threes by Curry. He got hit as well. It's 6-0 Golden State. Trae Young turns the corner. Gets to the baseline. Cut off by Looney. Goes to the far corner there. Collins shovel pass inside. Capella rotates it out. Hunter comes right-hand dribble to the wing. Backs up, guarded by Looney. Steps out for a three look. It's off the rim. And a good box out by Wiggins with Capella on his back. Wiggins to Curry. Curry, crossover dribble. Penetration down the lane. Slow motion shot, no good. Got his own rebound. Put back in between. Hawks defenders is up and good as he kissed it in off the window.
He gets a feeling he almost likes getting offensive rebounds as much as hitting threes.
Oh, he loves that. Trae Young, cross-court skip. Bogdanovich is right there in the corner. Three look, no good. Rebound deflected. Loose ball. It's out of bounds off Poole. Four guys over there hustling for the ball. Curry, Poole, Capella, and Bogdanovich.
Well, I know why they have Hunter guarding Steph, because of the length. And he's got the athleticism to do it. But still, as a big guy, you're not used to chasing little guys around. And what do? Rebound goes up. You figure, I'm going to go get it. You try to go get it. Goes back out to Steph. Hits a three.
Young takes a handoff after inbounding to Capella. Gets it over to Collins. Collins for three. That's up and good.
He's been on fire this year.
42.9 beyond the arc.
Almost 60 overall.
Draymond Green. Gets it out to Curry. They play two-man game left side. Now to Wiggins. He'll curl. He'll fire. It's off the front rim and hit the shot clock. It's out of play. Stephen Curry wearing a sleeve on his right leg today. Jordan Poole, of course, has the legs completely covered. Trae Young with a bounce pass. Nobody looking. It hit Collins in the back. Draymond to Curry. Curry goes all the way. Lob inside. Wiggins missed the dunk. Another offensive rebound for Curry. Curry goes up and somehow maneuvered around Collins to the rim, and an underhand flip is up and good.
Doing his Moses Malone into there.
My goodness. Nate McMillan wants a timeout. 9:42 to go in the first quarter. Great start for the hometown team. They lead 10-3 on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 9:42 to go, first quarter. Curry with all 10 points for the Warriors, but has two offensive rebounds. 10-3 Golden State. Trae Young with the ball, guarded by Wiggins. Interesting matchup there, again, using length. Young, step back off the dribble. The three's up and good for Trae Young.
You don't mind keeping him out there, Tim. The key with him is keeping him out of the lane. That's where the offense really gets dangerous.
Curry slides over to Draymond. He'll penetrate to Looney. Looney back to Draymond on the left sideline. Looking for Curry. Nothing there. Ball goes to Looney. He'll step out from 17. It's a back rim miss. Draymond offensive rebound. And the Warriors get a fresh 14. Pass knocked away by Young. Intended for Poole. Turnover on Golden State. Young will penetrate. Comes all the way to the rack. His pass deflected. Goes out of bounds off the Warriors. And with 18 to shoot, they'll inbound on the far side of the basket to our left.
Well, the Warriors are the ones that are cleaning up the offensive glass. They've missed five shots, and of those five, four of them, they've gotten back themselves.
Trae Young will throw it in. Bogdanovich chased by Curry, gets it up high to Capella. Now Bogdanovich gets it back. Curry got banged on a screen. His left shoulder, he's hurt. And they're going to call a timeout right away. Curry trying to run it off. Hopefully it's just a stinger, but his left arm is not moving right now. Take a breath. 8:48 to go, first quarter. 10-8. Golden State on top by two on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. James Caper is the crew chief. Dirt. Kogut is the referee, and Matt Myers is the umpire. Curry back on the floor. He apparently is okay. Looney gets it over to Draymond Green. He'll launch a three. It's off the rim. 10-8 Warriors. They jumped ahead 10-3, but the Hawks, being who they are, very good, battle-tested team, have marched right back into this. Off the screen, right side. Young to the corner. Rotated Hunter to Bogdanovich. He puts it on the deck to the broken circle. Spins, fires. It's going to be up and good. What a tough shot that was.
That's really tough. You get the defensive player's momentum going one way, and you reverse pivot out of it.
Curry catches right side. Hunter on his hip. Takes him down the lane to the rim. Throws it out to Wiggins on the left angle. No good. Long rebound pulled down by the Hawks. Hunter wants to go. Over to Bogdanovich, right corner. Cross court to Young. Young takes it baseline. Double pass batted down by Draymond Green. Intended to the far corner for Hunter. DeAndre Hunter. Looking forward to this one. This is a good team despite the record.
No, I agree. They got a lot of good pieces and they fit well together.
Young, two hands on the ball, lobbing inside the catch and the score by Collins.
Athletic.
They set a screen and got a switch, and Curry was guarding him, and they just threw it up in the air. And Collins went and got it. Curry now, guarded by Hunter. Fakes and fires left side, short with a three. Capella the rebound. Hawks on top by two, 12-10. They've scored the last 9 points. Trae Young, dribble drive, floats it up. Knocked away by Looney, ripped away by Capella. Capella in traffic, goes up, stripped by Looney. A whistle and a foul.
Trae Young's very good at that, finding Capella on those lobs. He gets in there and he does what Draymond does. Get in there and draw the defense. And as soon as you draw the defense, you throw it over the top. Draymond doesn't like to finish, though, whereas Trae Young, if you don't close that on him, he'll just finish that or go to the free throw line.
That was, I thought, one of the most underrated acquisitions that Travis Schlenk made, which was to get a guy like Capella.
Yep.
Who works perfectly with Trae Young.
I totally agree with you. Yeah, Travis done a great job there, their GM.
Capella missed the first, missed the second, so it's still 12-10 Atlanta. Looney with the rebound. Poole ends up with the ball in the backcourt. Takes it across the logo with a second to spare. Gets a screen by Draymond. Pass to the wing. It's Curry. Curry goes up. No good for three. A whistle and a foul. Hunter running into Curry, says James Capers. And so Steph will walk up and get three free throws. It'll give us a moment here to catch up on a couple of things. Our Under the Boardwalk, our Santa Cruz call-up, presented by Ring Central, official enterprise cloud communications partner of the Golden State Warriors. Ring Central, message, video, phone together. 41% of players on NBA rosters this year have played in the G League. 41%.
Wow.
How about that?
I would have never guessed that.
Now, I imagine there's got to be a handful that just went down on, you know, rehab or assignments. But still, that's...
I would have guessed 20.
Yeah.
I would have just thought most guys get drafted, they come up here and they play.
I think teams are using it in a way to develop their players as well as, you know, have guys on that they want to take a long look at.
Yeah.
Curry makes all three. Warriors go up by one. Curry 13, the Hawks 12. Young to Collins. Dribble handoff. Hunter gets downhill. Feeds Capella at the foul line. Doesn't look at the basket. Throws it back out to midcourt to Young. Young fades over Wiggins. It's up and good for about 17.
Yeah, he loves that area inside the key, right around the free throw line, or a little outside the key, maybe.
Curry penetrates. Oh, nice. Great bounce pass to Wiggins. One step and a two-hand slam for Andrew Wiggins.
That was nifty. Draw right at the defender.
We're in a seesaw position. Young for three. No good. Long rebound. Capella reaches out to get it. Gets it back to Young. Hesitates. Feeds inside. Collins goes up, and Looney with a foul. That'll be his second.
And that's the one thing. I remember talking to Travis before they drafted Trae Young, and he said it's not the scoring or the shooting from 30 feet that really attracted them, it was the passing. I thought he was a very, very good passer, and he is an underrated, I don't know if he's an underrated passer anymore, but he's always looking to find open teammates.
And that's what attracted the Warriors, as well as the shooting, to Stephen Curry.
Yeah.
And, well, and really, Trae Young is Stephen Curry's fault. You could tell. He was obviously influenced by the way Steph could play, and Trae Young patterned a lot of his stuff off after that kind of play.
Yeah, but I would say this, for those people that want to compare, the comparisons aren't as bad as they used to be.
Right.
But Trae can't shoot anywhere near what Steph can shoot.
No.
Not even close.
Two free throws for Collins, and it's 16-50 Atlanta. Poole curls right side, lets it fly, swish with a three. 18-60. Gary Payton II has checked in for Steph Curry. He's going to pick up Young full court. I did not see whether or not he slapped the wood and then got to a stance. Off a screen, Young gets free over. Bialica, it's up and good. That three ball from the left side. You can hear the oohs and ahs ripple through the Chase Center crowd. 19-18 Atlanta. Good move by Poole. Draws two defenders. Feeds Draymond. A little push shot from eight. No good. Tip. Rebound. Draymond out to Poole. He got fouled, though. Draymond did on his pass out. And the Warriors have hurt the Hawks on the glass so far to the tune of 7-4.
Well, it's really the offensive rebounds where the Hawks don't have one. They don't have an offensive rebound, and the Warriors have, what, 4 or 5 now?
Now the well-traveled veteran Danilo Gallinari checks in. Missed the first three games of the year with a sore left shoulder. Kevin Huerter. At the beginning of a nice career, Wiggins on the lob, went up to get it, lost it, out of bounds, and was off his leg all the way over into the Warrior bench.
Well, Gallinari can't move much anymore, going side to side, but he's a professional scorer.
Yes, he is. Trae Young splits drive,
nice.
Gets to the rim, left hand, gliding all the way, got there quicker than the help, 21-18.
That was lightning.
Payton the second, dribbles, gets baseline. Draws two defenders. Pass somehow gets to Wiggins in the right corner. Pump fake on Huerter. Takes some paint. Got fouled, mugged, en route to the basket. I mean, Huerter saying, hey, wait a minute. What are we talking about?
Number three, Kevin Huerter, his first, third team foul.
You know, and you wonder for Gallinari, who's now in his 14th year.
I know.
About that. The, you know, without the series of injuries that he went through, what kind of a, you know, he would have had a tremendous career.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had a good career, no question. Really good career. His dad was a coach in Italy, Vittorio. Free throw by Wiggins is good.
Did he play with the Knicks, like,
oh, yeah,
early? That's
yeah,
what I thought, the first couple of years, right? Then got traded to Denver.
And here's your random Gallinari fact. He was born on August 8, 1988, and so that's why he wears the number 8.
That is a random fact.
There you go. Two free throws for Wiggins.
He's no Bargnani, though.
No, Andrea Bargnani. Yes. Raptors, number one pick.
That's right.
Behind the back, Collins from Young. He drains a three straight on. So after the free throws by Wiggins, a three by Collins, it's 24-20 Atlanta. Warriors opened the game 10-3. Draymond Green stops, dribbles, finds a cutter. It's Payton the second. Pump fake. Great wraparound pass in traffic to Draymond, who spins, goes up, no good. Rebound, Wiggins took it away and gets the jam. Another offensive rebound and a putback for Golden State.
So they are crushing him on the offensive glass. That's what's keeping him in the game.
Young drives into Bielitsa with the head bob, and that still works. That's a foul. First on Nemanja. Both teams with three team fouls. Young to Huerter. Huerter rejects the screen initially. Bounce pass to Collins, top of the key. Reverses it to Bogdanović. Over the shoulder toss. Gallinari open for a above the break triple look. No good. Wiggins defensive rebound. Wiggins to the timeline. Comes down the right sideline. Wiggins waits. One-on-one. Now picks up his dribble. Throws it out to Poole at midcourt. Off a screen by Bielitsa. Poole on Bogdanović. Stops, lost the handle, gets it back. Eight to shoot, over to Wiggins. Warriors got nothing going on here. Wiggins will take a deep three off the dribble. That possession never had a chance. A foul, it's going to be on Gary Payton the second. Eric Kogut with the foul call. The fourth team foul. You got to be careful here because a guy like Trae Young will try to initiate contact and get himself to the line.
Yeah, he likes to do the blow by and then stop, let you run up his back.
24-22, Hawks up by two.
Or as I call it, the Chris Paul special.
The Chris Paul special. Gallinari fires away from three, no good. Rebound tipped smartly by Draymond to Payton. Back to Draymond. Up the floor he goes. Jump pass to Wiggins. Fakes, finds Payton the second. Over to Poole. From the hash mark, Jordan Poole, front rim miss, and Collins flies back for the defensive board. Outlet to Young. He'll take it front court. He'll stop by the Chase Center sign and drain a three. 27-22.
Doesn't look like a 29% shooter tonight, does he?
No, he does not. He has 13 first quarter points. The Hawks have come to play. Bielitsa up top. Warriors getting no movement here. Bielitsa one-on-one, headed, knocked away by Gallinari. It's a foot race. Young will win that. Young with Wiggins stops and pops a 15-footer. No good. And a rebound and a foul as Collins flew by and did the Magic Johnson yell and gets a foul call.
Hey, it works. I used to use that. It didn't work for me as much as Magic, but now let's see if he gets pushed in the back if they show the highlight, because it looked like he may have had his hand on his back, but I couldn't tell if he pushed him. And, of course, they're not going to show it. Thank you.
Radio with a replay. Free throw good for Collins.
I should just make it up. Yeah, he pushed him in the back. They got him. Yeah.
Andre Iguodala comes in. Curry back on the floor. So Jordan Poole and Wiggins will get a chance to rest here with 3:14 to go first. And Jonathan Kuminga is taking off the sweats. He'll come in, and Draymond Green to sit down. This is an interesting five that we have yet to see play together this year.
It really is.
We have athleticism with Payton II and Kuminga. Shooting with Bielitsa and Curry, and court sets and savvy, and defense with Iguodala. 12-4 Hawks run. Free throw is good, 29-22. So Collins now with 12 points. Curry, screened by Iguodala. Curry back to Andre, down the lane, throws out. Bielitsa fakes, puts it on the deck, leaves his feet, passed inside, and left his feet a little bit too early. Turnover, and that'll be turnover number 4 on the hometown team. Gallinari hands off to Young. Puts on the brakes right at midcourt. 2:50 left in the quarter. Hawks taking control of this game. Young guarded by Bielitsa. Bielitsa already with two fouls. Young will take a deep three. It's up and no good. Rebound tipped by Curry. And he'll fingertip the rebound to himself. Curry, big hop step across midcourt. Step back off the dribble jumper. No good. Long rebound. Caroms to Herter. Down to Young on the right side. Puts on the acceleration. Blow by Iguodala. Missed the layup. Payton the second. Gets the rebound, takes it up the middle of the floor. Needs help. Backward bounce to Iguodala. Over to Bielitsa. Pump fake on Collins. Dribble drive. Goes in. Slows down. Gets the layup. Low left.
What a nice job by Bielitsa. Not just with the pump fake, but on the drive. Keeping him on his hip pocket. And then able to lay it up and in.
Cam Reddish on the floor now. Sporting a white headband, gets it over to Kevin Herter on the far wing. Herter left alone for some reason, hits a three. I thought he had a toe on the line there. They may have to check that. 32-24. Other end, driving quickly. Payton the second goes in and scores.
Well, that's a way to push it right back at him. I mean, a terrible transition defense, but
Cam Reddish on the floor. He played only 26 games a year ago because of an Achilles problem. Collins. And Herter, right wing. Herter goes to the corner. Gallinari, quick release. Missed it. Kuminga with a rebound. Gets it to Curry. Curry, slowly up the floor. Crossover dribble. Bounce pass to Kuminga. Goes up, and he got fouled. Reddish, the former Duke Blue Devil, now in his third year, commits the foul.
Jonathan Kuminga, half-line shooting.
Jonathan Kuminga getting some first quarter run. It's got to be exciting for him. First free throw's on the way. And casually, calmly knocks that down. Last year, of course, part of that G League Ignite squad. Averaged just shy of 16 points there. And shot free throws at around 62%. Where Nate McMillan has emptied his bench here. DeLon Wright, the brother of Darrell Wright, former Warrior. Kuminga misses the second on the floor. And Solomon Hill.
Bear down.
There you go.
Everyone getting run tonight.
Yep. Reddish gives up his dribble. Gets it back from Hill. Ball deflected away off of Bielitsa. He'll run it down in the front court. Nemanja looks, beats Kuminga. Down the lane to the rim. Layup. No good. He missed it. Rebound loose and stripped. Batted away. Curry comes up with it. Takes a dribble. A 25-footer. Got it! Chaos is a ladder. Gallinari gets it on the far side now. Hawks trying to set it up. DeLon right with it. It's on the wing to Reddish. Downstairs. Gallinari doubled on the catch. Reddish will get it back up top. He fires for three. No good. Curry mistimed his jump, but The Warriors get a break as Herter slapped it out of bounds.
See if Steph can hurry up and push it up. He's going to try.
He's letting it roll.
He's going to try to get this shot off.
Doesn't touch it until he gets to the front court. Curry with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Nope. Thought about it.
Yep.
Said, nope. Warriors down two. Bielitsa comes to set the screen. Curry says, not now. Now here comes Iguodala. Sets the screen. Curry sees a lot of bodies. Goes to the corner. Kuminga wasn't ready. He dropped the ball and then commits a foul.
I'm not sure if he was looking at maybe going to the bucket. He just wasn't ready for that pass at all from Steph.
Yeah, he probably was thinking that Steph passing me the ball is probably the last thing that might have been on his mind. Yeah. Well, he knew this one was going to be a good one. This is a good test. The Warriors have had a favorable schedule. Of course, right in the middle of this 8-game homestand. Hawks, you know, I've been saying this before, that their schedule has been just brutal so far. In fact, even tonight, they get on a plane, they fly the hour and change to Salt Lake City, lose an hour, and then play the Jazz tomorrow night.
Ooh, yeah. That's a rough
at
one.
At altitude.
That's a rough one.
They've already played Dallas. They lost to Cleveland. Cleveland's been good this year.
Yes.
They lost to Washington at Philly. Lost to Washington again. Brooklyn, Utah, Phoenix. That's been their schedule so far.
That's a rough one.
That's a rough schedule.
The only thing that makes it Utah better than the Denver trip is it's not an hour away from the airport.
Absolutely, yeah. Two free throws for, but how would you know? DeLon Wright hits the free throws. And now here comes down the lane. Bielitsa goes up and got fouled. Boy, you know, again, something you don't recognize until you actually see a guy in person. You know, he's much better driving the ball to the rim than I ever would have suspected.
Yeah, because they're letting him do it.
Right.
You know, other teams just say, hey, you just stand out here and shoot. Or the scheme doesn't allow him to drive because the pass or the driving lanes aren't open. There's nothing there to drive. And that's only created for a couple players. But, yeah, you could see that was nice. Not only did he put it on the ground, he hit the brakes right at the last minute. So Reddish would go by. And then he was able to kind of slow gate it and lay it up, get the foul.
Gary Payton, the second, comes in with 0.5 to go in the quarter. Steve Kerr playing every possession. So Payton will probably look for a steal if Bielitsa inbound makes his free throw. And he does. He makes both. 34-32, Warriors down two. Ball thrown in. Reddish won't take it in time. And at the end of the first quarter, an 8-2 run for Golden State in a minute 42 gets them right back in it. They trail by two, 34-32 on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Go. 34-32, end of one. Atlanta on top of Golden State tonight, marking Andre Iguodala's 1,200th career regular season game. Joining LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, only active players to appear in 1,200. And as well as that, with the first quarter now concluded, Curry with 16 points. BasketballReference.com says it's the 50th time that Curry has scored 15 points in the first quarter, tying LeBron James for the third most such first quarters since they started inputting stuff like that in 96-97. So there you go. Hawks up two with the ball. They're going right to left on your radio dial. Resetting the lineups. Gallinari, Herter, Reddish, Wright, and Hill. Same five that left the floor for Nate McMillan. That's Gallinari in the post. Guarded by Lee. Stop, drop step, power move, up and good.
Yeah, you can't guard him with the little guy down there.
No.
He's
too smart.
Too smart, too big, too skilled.
Curry with it, with Jordan Poole, Iguodala, Juan Toscano-Anderson, and Damian Lee rounds out the five. Iguodala to Curry, chased by Herter. Ball knocked away. Curry, though, somehow gets it back in the corner, finds Iguodala, rotates to Juan. Over the corner, Damian Lee, three to shoot with one. Poole will take a deep three straight on. No good. Defensive rebound goes to Reddish. Good defense by the Hawks that time. They were flying out in rotations. Reddish says, it's my turn. Takes the three off the dribble without a pass. DeLon Wright rebounds out to Herter. It's his turn, and he knocks it down above the break on the right side.
Well, he wasn't shooting lights out before this game either this season. Again, small sample size. Him and Trae Young have both been struggling, and they're lighting it up tonight.
Damian Lee, left baseline, penetrates. Pass to the right wing. Curry left alone. No good. Rebound to Wright. He'll drift to the near side. Wright has the handle. Bounce pass, Gallinari, guarded by Toscano Anderson. That's a better matchup for the Warriors. Inside, a pump fake. Solomon Hill misfires. DeLon Wright with his second offensive rebound and gets fouled to boots.
Now, he's the guy when you play at the park or at the Y when you're younger. He's like a small guy, and then he just wears everybody out inside. Because DeLon Wright's a tough dude, and he does work within 5 feet of the bucket.
And his college ball, the Pac-12 for Utah. Kevin Herter outside at the inbound. Reddish, one step down to Gallinari. Guarded by Wanigan. Down at the box, just bangs him out of the way. Drop step goes up, got fouled.
Yeah, you can't. There's only one guy on the court right now that may be able to handle him, and that's Andre because of his savviness. Because he may be able to strip the ball when he comes through, and he's got the length. But other than that, I mean, Gallinari's a big dude.
Yeah. I mean, he is 6'10", 236 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, he is legit 6'10", 236. Hits the first free throw. The Hawks lead by eight. Warriors don't have the answers right now. Both coaches standing watching. Nate McMillan had the interim head coach tag removed in the offseason after their tremendous playoff run. They were so much fun to watch in the postseason.
They really were.
Oh. Steve Kerr standing and watching right now. 41-32 as Gallinari converted both. Poole plays catch with Curry. Curry off a screen, splits traffic, throws to Toscano Anderson. Baseline drive, bounce pass for Andre. Up top lead to Poole to Curry. Curry fakes, dribbles around Hill. Tear drop down the lane. Nothing there. And there is Wright again with another rebound. Involved in five trades since 2019. Spins on Andre, got stripped, whistle and a foul.
Well, that's one of the rare times Andre will reach in and get arm.
You think he was going to, was he gathering to shoot?
No, I think he's going to pass.
Yeah,
but
I don't.
I think it was close enough. Or usually if it's close enough, they'll give it to you. But I thought he was going to pass it to the opposite wing, actually.
Well, Jordan Poole talked about Stephen Curry's defense and how that has helped.
It's huge. Obviously, we know the offensive punch that Steph's going to give us. I want to say, in his position, Steph's up there for one of the best defenders in the league right now. So being able just to have the best scorer in the league, best shooter in the league, go and buckle down on the defensive end as well just gives us so much energy, so much life as a unit. And then being able just to go out there and guard the way that we've been guarding, all five of us on the string, and both units has been key to our wins.
It's been 40-22 since the Warriors got off to a 10-3 start. Free throws were good by Wright. Toscano Anderson, bounce pass to Andre. Damian Lee down the lane, over to Juan. He'll take a three. It was contested, but he knocked it down. Reddish was right there. That's a big bucket. Warriors need to get other people looking to score here. Kevin Herter off a pick, guarded by Andre, but that leaves Gallinari guarded by Curry. Herter gets it back to try to set up Gallinari. Herter pulls up, contested two, rattled that home with Andre right up on him.
Well, if I'm Gallinari and you shoot that, you better make it.
Yeah.
I got Steph Curry guarding me.
Poole takes it down the lane, but there was congestion. Finds Iguodala, misfires from deep. Rebound to Solomon Hill. So Nate McMillan getting a good run out of this group here. They're maintaining and adding to their lead. Wright looks for Gallinari. Instead goes to Herter, back to right on the left wing, left box, Gallinari guarded by Wanigan. Takes the middle, steps in, drops up, same move, lost the ball, a lot of contact, no foul. And then Wright fouls Poole at midcourt with a Euro foul.
Yeah, Gallinari wanted that foul, but I think that was more herky-jerky in trying to sell it rather than Juan fouling him.
Nate McMillan has the look of disbelief that only people who are in pro sports seem to have. Andre Iguodala walking up for the Warriors. They're going left to right. Andre takes it middle. Chest pass to Poole. Poole with the dribble. Takes it middle. Pump fake. Steps in. Pass inside to Andre, who dunked it with a right hand.
Really nice setup by Jordan Poole. Got the pump fake, the step through, and then got the other defender flying at him and dumped it over to his player, Andre.
Herter, catch and shoot three, right side, off the rim, off the glass, no good. Juan Toscano Anderson with the rebound. JTA to the front court to Lee. just in front of the left hash mark. Makes a move. Quick move on Hill. Slows down. Goes up left-handed and banked it home. Back-to-back buckets for the Warriors, and Nate McMillan wants to talk about it. 7-45 ref before halftime. 45-39. The Hawks lead is 6 on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Steve Kerr. We have an Arizona Steve Kerr jersey in the house. Man.
That's old school right there.
That is really old school. 25. Kevin Huerter with the ball for Atlanta. The timeout. Hawks have brought Collins in now. Get back into the fray. Huerter feeds Collins in deep spin. Shoots with a one-hand flip right over the top of Damian Lee. Collins screaming for a foul. He's going to get teed up. He was screaming at Matt Myers.
Well, I don't know if he got fouled this time, but I know he thinks he's been fouled a few other times.
And now Kevin Huerter comes over to get Collins and move him away from Myers as Poole hits the technical free throw. Poole, Wiggins, Lee, Draymond, and Iguodala. Collins, Huerter. Oh, well, before we do that, let's tell you that they're going to get some subs in. Bogdanovich will come in for Huerter. Devon Wright will check out. And since Trey Young dismantles all the apparatus that's around his legs and now finally gets the shooting shirt. And we're ready to go.
That only took 45 seconds.
Damian Lee will handle for the Warriors. 47-40. Hawks up by 7. 7:26 to go first half. Poole, crossover dribble. Into a one-hand fade, like floater, from a bad angle. No good. Rebound goes to the Hawks, and Young will bring it up down the near sideline. Young, pressured by Draymond on a switch. Looking down low. Collins, reverse pivot. Goes to the post up. Jump hook. Good. That's a man that knows his business.
Yes, he does. And the quickness and the decisiveness in which he makes his post move. Impressive.
9-point Hawks lead. Draymond low right. Iguodala catches, launches. Air ball to 3. It's out of bounds. Before you get overly discouraged tonight, we can tell you that the Hawks have been giving up leads here in the early season. They led Phoenix at Phoenix by 12 to start the fourth quarter. By 7 with 4 minutes to go. Warriors go to their zone defense. A little change up here for Golden State. Hunter to Young. Young, middle of the floor. Screen by Collins. Goes to Bogdanovich. Quick release. Slides it home right in front of the Atlanta bench.
All right, now I'm discouraged.
Yeah. 52-40. Well, the Hawks have been missing shots in the early season. You know they were bound to get well on somebody at some point. Poole. Pressured by Young. Throws a bad pass off his heel to Lee, who goes to Draymond. Back to Lee. Bounce pass to Iguodala. Bounce pass up top to Wiggins. Fakes. Drives in. Feeds inside. Iguodala. In layup. No good by Draymond. Blocked away by Capella. And it's a 24-second shot clock violation.
Well, they don't have guys right now that are spaced out, ready to shoot, and willing to shoot.
I refer to the Book of Nelly. Shots created must be taken.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Well, the crowd, the starch has gone out of the crowd here a little bit. This rainy Northern California night. Collins down the lane, throws inside Capella. Knocked away by Damian Lee. Draymond Green's on his backside underneath the bucket. And he's checking all the parts. He's wincing a little bit as he gets up. Not sure what happened to Draymond. He just kind of fell awkwardly. And boy, he's lucky that Lee blocked that away because he could have gotten stepped on as well. Young with 11 to shoot to Capella. Hunter has it. Young curling off a series of screens. Goes to the paint. Goes to Bogdanovich for a wide open left corner three. It's good. And the Hawks lead by 15. The Warriors, with their 8-1 record right now, are down on the home floor. We'll take the break. 5:44 to go before halftime. 55-40 Hawks on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Twitter question brought to you by Kia. Where and how are you listening? And what's your favorite food at Chase? Where and how are you listening? What is your favorite food of Chase? Hit me up at Warriors Vox on Twitter, Warriors VOX, or send me an email, timroy@warriors.com, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E. Damian Lee, now the timeout, hits a 15-footer. The Warriors need other people to score tonight.
Yeah, they really need him to step up right now, because right now him and Jordan Poole are the guys that need to create the offense for everybody else or themselves.
55-42 Atlanta. Hawks, after the Warriors jumped ahead 10-3 behind a Curry flurry. Hawks have completely controlled this game. Young drives on. Looney floats it up and in. Easy for Trae Young.
Yeah, Looney does a good job as any big man out there, but you can only ask so much of your big man, and Trae Young's lightning.
Wiggins spins on Hunter, forced up a one-hander, and lands with a thud. Rebound Capella.
Tough shot.
Young to walk it up with 4:48 to go. First half of play. This has been an impressive first half by the Atlanta Hawks. Young and Capella exchange. Bounce pass Capella. Oh. Goes in. Blocked away, ripped away by Poole as he got a hand on it. Capella hit the other side of the bucket and a foul on the open floor by Young. One shot in the ball. Let's get this thing going. One shot in the ball.
Well, you got some juice.
Yeah.
Give him a call.
I got orange and apple. Which one do you like?
Orange.
Cranberry?
No. Oh, God.
Hey, I'm grew up in New England. You have cranberry juice.
No, no, I don't.
From the bogs of Rhode Island.
Yeah, I know. Good diuretic, though. So I've heard.
Oh, so that's why. Pool. Floats it up. No good. Ball deflected. It's going to go to the corner. Gallinari lets it go, and it's going to be Golden State ball. 4:27 left before halftime. 57-42.
It's got to hang in. Hang in here, stabilize the ship a little bit, and again, get some other people feeling like they can score some buckets for you.
Looney to Damian Lee. Fades, shot blocked, out of bounds, Herder.
They're all over him.
Excuse me, Bogdanovich with the block.
They're just all over him right now. The Warriors don't look comfortable offensively.
Yeah, this is. So far, it's been. The Hawks is taking control. They're longer, and they're tougher at the moment. Wiggins gets it inside, spins away from Hunter, and laid it in. 57-44, Atlanta. Young, drifting right, gets the switch he wants. Guarded by Looney. Top of the key. Between the legs of the dribble three times. Goes right around Looney. Shoots over Draymond. It's up and good. Just so good. So clinical.
Yeah. He'll do that all night.
Yeah.
I mean, that little floater, he's got that thing down to a science.
59-44, Draymond lob inside to Wiggins, who climbs the ladder and throws it down.
Got a freebie there.
Yep.
DeAndre Hunter just fell asleep, and Draymond took advantage.
The Warriors are going to have to get stops to get back into this, and so far they haven't shown that. Gallinari catches from Young, drives on Draymond. Slow motion move, and a foul on the drive. Last night, the Warriors had 36 fast break points. Tonight, they have two. Poole and Lee out. Curry and Payton the second in.
You think Gallinari has anything other than a slow motion move?
At this point, no.
No, he really doesn't.
Bogdanovich high screen and roll off the inbounds. Just circles back for an open 18-footer. Missed it. Curry snatches the rebound. Wants to push tempo. Warriors need to get early offense. Curry off the screen. Good fake. Dribble drive. Hook past the corner. Payton doesn't want it. Gets up to Wiggins. He holds it. Now drives. Down the lane to the rim. Lost the ball. It's out of bounds off Atlanta.
I like Steph pushing tempo. Get into your offense quicker.
Absolutely.
Get a little more juice. Get everybody moving a little bit quicker.
Wiggins tossed into Draymond. Draymond. Poked at by Gallinari. Goes to Curry, who fades to the corner and hits a three. Quick little exchange between Curry and Looney. Warriors down 10 now. 59-49. We're inside of 3 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Young bouncing with the dribble. Guarded by Payton the second. Hook pass over to Gallinari. Throws the corner to Bogdanovich off the screen. Boy, nasty screen by Gallinari. Cross court pass to Young. Young takes one step, fires a three. It's short. Rebound, Draymond. Draymond brings it up the floor. Lob inside for Payton the second. He's called for a foul as he pushed off on Young.
That's
his second foul. That's another turnover for Golden State.
Yeah, that one, Tim, if you just back up against somebody, you don't need to push them. Just put your hip into them and hold them there. Then go get the ball when it goes over his head.
Ball thrown into Gallinari, who throws it back to Young. And they'll come up the floor. Payton in front of Young. Young gets it across with a second to spare. Now to Herder. Back to Young off a series of screens. Ridden out by Looney, who's called for a foul. James Capers with the call.
It looked like he just ran into him and fell down.
Exactly. Well, he wanted the foul call. He knew the situation. The Warriors are over the limit. He got around. In fact, he hooked him.
Yeah, he did.
And then fell.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
chicanery. Tomfoolery.
Yes, it is tomfoolery.
And James Capers, who's a great official, got fooled. Free throw is good. But you know what? I've had less temper tantrums about things like that this year because they're not calling all that stuff, you know?
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I know. I feel
your blood pressure's lower, feel better.
Don Rickles would say, hey, you want a cookie?
Oh, man.
Nemanja Bjelica has come in. Draymond, Wiggins, Payton, the second, and Curry. Young gets his two free throws. Bjelica back to Draymond Green. Curry with 19, Young with 19. Curry drifting far sideline to the hash mark. Splits traffic. No look. Hand off to Draymond for a layup. Beautiful pass by Steph Curry as the defense collapsed. He just waited for the opening to be there and fouled Draymond. Bogdanovich to handle this time. Young comes out, gets the ball. Payton fights through a series of screens. Now ball comes to the right wing. Bogdanovich rotates over to Herder. Herder for three over Curry. Rattles it, doesn't fall. Payton clears the rebound to Draymond. Warriors come up the floor with a minute 48 to go, down 10. Curry fights his way up top. Catches. Surveys. Gets doubled. Over to Bjelica. He's open. He'll fire. Three ball. Nemanja! He leads the association. Small sample size alert in three-point percentage. Collins dribbles to the wing. Looks for Young. Can't get it to him. Now finds the far wing. Now Herder up top. Gallinari pump it. Comes down Broadway. Stripped and stolen by Payton the second. Just took it away behind the back. Bounce to Bjelica. Down the right side. Nemanja waits. Goes downstairs to Wiggins. Posting up Bogdanovich. 14-foot fadeaway off the rim. Strength of Bogdanovich made Wiggins go a little farther out than he wanted. And Gallinari clears to Young. Crossover dribble, gets his lane, gets to the rim and scores with a right hand.
Boy, that's nifty.
Almost unstoppable. Had about four of those and a half. Curry finds Payton the second. Over to Draymond for a two-hand jam. Draymond Green with the dunk. 63-56. 45 seconds to go as of right now in half number one. Bogdanovich dribbles to Collins, to Young. Young, pump fake, over Payton the second, missed it. Rebound batted out of bounds by Collins. Warriors will get it back and maybe a time for a two-for-one with 34.8 to go in the quarter. Nemanja Bjelica rolls the ball out. Curry picked it up with Herder in front of him, behind the back. Dribble drive, takes the hit, gets, and he goes down.
I guess they get one. The Warriors
all right,
get
now,
one.
Now we're even now. We can start over. Let's go.
We good now?
Yeah, we're good now. Tomfoolery.
Oh, brother. Of course, they don't get a free throw out of that one.
No.
Curry. Oh, they do get a free throw.
It was the gather.
Okay. I'll buy that. Wow. I don't even know what they're doing out here, but I'll go with it.
R.C. Davis will explain the gather coming up at halftime. In excruciating detail.
Yes.
Free throw for Curry is good.
The gather is when you don't know, but you know they don't know either. So you just say gather, and that takes away all accountability.
It's a clutch phrase, I bet. Juan Toscano-Anderson comes in. Oh. Second free throw is good for Curry. They get 63-58, a 14-4 run. The Warriors are back in business here. Young in no hurry. There's no reason to hurry for the Hawks. Young at the timeline. Payton the second in front of him. Here comes Collins with a screen. Payton in the second, trying to fight over, cannot. Draymond is there. Ball doubled to Collins. Beautiful pass by Young. Looked away the defender, and Collins able to lay it in. 13.4 left on the clock.
That was a nice part, Tim. Looking to the corner and then passing under the bucket.
Curry waiting, working on Herter. Down to 4 seconds with three. Step back off the dribble three. Got it with 2.2 to go. Bogdanovich will take it up the sideline. Shoots it from midcourt, way short. And the Warriors have cut it to four. A 17-6 push to end half number one. In 3 minutes and 48 seconds, Hawks 65, Warriors 61 at the break. On the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 65-61 Atlanta at the break. And Golden State with a much better second quarter than the end of the first and the first half of the second quarter. They finished it strong, and as a result, they're right back in it.
Well, but that's because Steph was in the game.
Really?
Yes.
I never would have thought that.
Him and Trae Young actually kind of canceled each other out.
Yeah, they did.
You look at their numbers.
Yeah.
It was just everyone else. The Warriors, other than Steph, are shooting 39%. So that's going to change here in the second half. Now, this is really the only game that they've done that. But it was reminiscent of a couple years ago where Steph leaves the court. It's like, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold
it's
on
like,
for about 5 minutes.
We're going to go through a little turbulence here.
Too. Yeah, exactly. So when no Steph minutes, you know, Jordan Poole, if he's not scoring, got to be creative. Damian Lee got to get a little bit more involved off the bench. But all in all, well-played first half. You get to see the two superstars do their thing. John Collins was perfect, 6-for-6 and 4-for-4 for the free throw line. So good half.
Hawks will have the first possession of half number two. They're going at the north basket at Chase. Clint Capella catches up high from Young. Leaves a handoff for Hunter, who turns, fires, and misses. Ball tipped out by Capella, but grabbed by Looney. Pirouette move by Poole. Let traffic get out of the way. Now he'll handle. Poole with only 4 points in the first half. Draymond Green gets to the baseline, leaves his feet, finds Poole. Relocation three, left wing, no good.
That's a tough shot because you're catching and leaning going to the baseline.
Capella clears to Young. Young chased by Poole and shoots it over Looney. It's up and good. That floater coming down the right side of the paint. He hasn't missed with it yet.
That one's on automatic.
23 now for Young. 67-61. Curry for three. Short. And the rebound grabbed by Collins. Hawks looking for their fifth win this year. Bogdanovich dribbles it up to Young. Head fake on Wiggins. Brings it back outside. Shot clock at 10. Here comes Capella. Young goes away from that screen. Head fake. Pass batted down by Wiggins. Batted down again by Wiggins. Nice defense. And Curry comes up with it. Floats it ahead to Poole. Takes one dribble. Pump fake. Fly by. Three ball left wing. It's a new millennium fast break to make it 67-64. The Hawks lead is three.
And that one was so much different than the other one because he had his feet underneath him and was able to go straight up.
Capella to Young, trying to get downhill. Feeds to Hunter. He will get downhill. Lost the ball, comes off the glass. He bats it, though, to Capella, who misses everything from 3 feet away. I think he was surprised. Curry comes the other way, dribbles hard, lost the handle, and dribbles it out of bounds.
What? He
dribbled it out of bounds.
So you're saying he dribbled it out of bounds.
It's his first turnover. Golden State, six turnovers in the first half. That's a really good number for them. On the bounce, Young, Bogdanovich, down the lane, left hand, layup good. He had Poole on his hip the whole way. Hawks, 69, and the Warriors, 64. Curry comes to the near sideline, crosses midcourt, spaces the floor, gets a screen from Looney, chest pass to Draymond. Curry cuts off that, gets the return feed, no look, flip to Wiggins, right side, three ball, right corner pocket for Wiggins. Curry with a beautiful assist. Bogdanovich catches quickly in the front court. Fell down. He wasn't hit. Rebound Looney to Curry ahead to Wiggins. Wiggins accelerates. The ball knocked out of his hands by Hunter. Turnover. Young gets it. He accelerates. Stripped by Curry from behind. It's out of bounds to the guys in white from the ATL. Good hustle by Curry.
Great hustle. I mean, good action going back and forth. Both teams not giving up on anything.
Shot clock at 19. Hawks move the ball up the floor quickly. For Young to Bogdanovich, Curry with the pressure. Bogdanovich pinned to the baseline. Now hands off to Capella. A little jump hook from four. That was too easy. 71-67. Warriors down by four. Ball to Draymond, left wing. Draymond turns and faces, dribbles it over. Curry gets bumped by Hunter. There's Wiggins now spins out to Draymond. 15-footer short. Rebound Draymond. Draymond goes up and lost it. It's out of bounds off of the Hawks. And Golden State will get it back. Draymond thought he got fouled. And Eric Kogut hearing the wrath of a Spartan.
I thought he did, too. I thought he was going up. It looked like they grabbed him across the arm. But he had a pretty good look at it, so...
Wiggins to Draymond on the inbounds. Topside, now we have a whistle and a foul. James Capers, I think, wants to sell this down right now. Calls another foul on Atlanta. Bogdanovich palms in the sky, so my guess is it's on him. And it is.
Oh, my gosh. Bogdanovich just raked him across. I mean, I feel like going, double Malloy! But he's not here.
Allen will be here on Wednesday. Draymond's pass batted down. Gets it right back to Curry. Fires for three. Why not? Why not? Just like you drew it up. Three ball for Curry. It's a one-point game. Trae Young off the screen. Settles for an elbow jumper, and it's a swish. 10 for 16 from the floor. 25 points. Curry right side. Cross-court skip to Poole. Pump fake. Moves on Young. Hand off Curry. He'll fire for three. Got fouled by Young as Young ran into him. He comes over to help him up. A lot of respect between the two. And Curry walks up to shoot three. Tom, the Warriors have a little different mojo going on. They're being a lot more aggressive here in the start of the third quarter.
Well, again, they were really good in the Curry minutes.
Right.
They had no problem with the Curry minutes. Just when Curry was off the court is where they struggled. And I kind of figured that Curry would dial it up this game, because the last three games, I think he had, 15, 19, and 20.
Right.
They didn't really need him. So it wasn't like he had to get after it. This game, you probably figure, you know what? You're going to probably need me to get after it a little bit in this game. And that's exactly what he's done.
Hits the first free throw, by the way. Our Twitter question brought to you by Kia. Where and how are you listening? And what's your favorite food at Chase? Is it Bake Sale Betty's, that chicken sandwich, Big Nate's Barbecue with the brisket, Sam's Chowder House? Love Chowder, being from New England. Tony G's Pizza. RC endorses that. RC Deep Dish Davis. Tacolicious. And of course, Gotts. Can't go wrong with Gotts.
You're not going wrong with any of those.
No. Good stuff. Free throws by Curry. 1 and 2. We're tied at 73. Young gets it to Collins, to Hunter. Off the pick. Hunter squares up. 18-footer. A good look, and it's 2 points. 75-73 Atlanta. Curry throws a pass cross court. Nobody was looking. It goes out of bounds.
Oh, so that dude in the mask.
Yeah, well, he's open for a reason. Hunter gives it to Young. Young terminates his dribble at the logo, feeds Capella. Capella looks for a handoff, but Hunter couldn't do it. Now Capella guarded by Curry outside. Ball comes over. Collins puts it on the deck. Swings it over to Capella. Shoots with about 4 on the clock. Ball batted out of bounds. It is off of Capella. Bogdanovich comes all the way over to protest the call from midcourt. Curry to Poole, who drives in and lays it up and in. The Hawks were arguing with the officials. Nate McMillan's going to call time. This game is tied at 75.
How great a play was that by Draymond?
Yeah.
Get it in, get it up, get it down.
7:46 to go in the third. Chase is rocking on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Mary checks in Santa Barbara, listening on Sirius XM, sick to the television, hoping to make her first visit to Chase this year. She'll let us know what her favorite food is. That's part of our Twitter question. Warriors defending here after tying the game at 75. Hunter one-on-one with Looney. Rocks into a contested two and knocked it down from the right wing.
Nice shot.
He does not lack confidence.
He does not. He's a good player. He can play some D, too.
Curry between the circles. Takes a right wing to Looney. Down to Draymond. Curry working hard to get free off of Looney's screen. Pump fake. Dribbles. Baseline. Teardrop on the way. Short. Capella gathers it in and finds Trae Young. Young waiting. Dribbling. backs up, double team, finds Capella, middle of the floor, goes over to the wing. The jumper there by Hunter doesn't go from the left corner. That's rebounded by Poole. Hawks up two, Warriors with the ball. Behind the back, Poole penetrates, gets to the rim, scores! Got around Hunter, and his confidence starting to come back here. Tied at 77. He's got 11 points now with double figures. Young guarded by Curry. Bounce pass inside to Capella, and they went right by and fumbled it away. It might have been a little too hard there, Tom.
Yeah, that's a tough one to gather if you're a big guy, because it had topspin on it, too.
Curry right side. Warriors can retake the lead here. Curry bounce pass to Looney. Pump fake, pump fake. Jump hook by Looney. Rolls down. Golden State back on top. 79-77. It's our eighth lead change of the night. Coming with 6:12 to go in the third. Young in no hurry. Right on top of the Chase Center. Logo on the near sideline. Throws to Bogdanovich. He'll wheel around the screen. Probing the defense all the way in. Pump fake. Reverse layup. It's up and good.
Well, Looney left him. He went to Capella because he thought it might throw a little lob to him or a bounce pass.
Draymond back cut by Curry. He gets free and lays it in as Trae Young turned his head. And Curry made him pay for that. Draymond Green with a decisive pass there. Young taken to the sideline. Ball thrown up. Collins fires. No good from the top of the key. The three ball doesn't go. Poole with a rebound. Warriors up two with the ball. 5:30 to go third. Poole, good fake. Drives by Hunter again. Finger rolled it up and in. He went right through the heart of the defense. Jordan Poole has found an answer to this Hawks defense. Pick and roll. Young with Collins. Young for three downtown. Knocks it down. It's a one-point game. Looney running the floor. Goes up. Got fouled. Reverse layup. No good. He's going to shoot two. Bogdanovich got him on the arm.
Boy, Coach McMillan is not going to be pleased when he sees him giving up four or five, maybe even 6 points in just freebie transition points.
Well, the Warriors need somebody on the free throw line. They've got subs at the scorer's table. 5:08 to go third. Well, this is the type of game we thought was going to happen.
Yeah. And the way they're playing, it looks like it's going to go down to the last couple minutes.
Bielitsa in. Peyton second in. Draymond and Curry go out. So this is an interesting five here. And I think the confidence Steve Kerr has with Jordan Poole, though I think Draymond may be going back in. He's still staying at the scorer's table. He may be coming in for Looney here at some point. Free throws by Looney make it 85-82. Warriors were stuck on two fast break points for a long time. They're up to 11 now. Spinning down the lane is Hunter. Throws it outside. Hergers just checked in. Gallinari, left corner, spins it off the rim. No good. Looney with the rebound to Poole. Warriors don't have any break to speak of here. Poole waiting. He elites a screen. Poole working on Herger. Crossover dribble. Pulls up. Hand off Looney. Looney down the lane. Bank shot up and good. Got around Bogdanovich. Golden State leads by five.
Looney coming up big the last couple of possessions.
And Looney now with 6 points and five rebounds. Collins, one dribble. Herger with it, pressured by Poole. Collins drives on Wiggins, turns, locates Gallinari. He'll take it down the lane, stops, leans back. Banker, no good. Rebound tip. Bielitsa's got it. Bielitsa, they have numbers if they hurry. Bielitsa, hand off to the trailing Poole. It's a three ball. It's up and no good. Peyton, the second, tips it out to midcourt. And Bielitsa grabs it. The second came out of nowhere. The Hawks had no idea where he was. Poole stops. Left hand scoop. No good. Slapped off the glass. Rebound. Loose Herder to Trae Young. Young guarded by Peyton the second. Off the screen. Down the lane. Teardrop over Looney. Wide left. And Wiggins a rebound. Still 87-82. Warriors up five. I think Steve Kerr wants a timeout. He's going to get it. 3:38 to go. Third quarter. Entertaining game. Back and forth we go. Golden State leads by five. 87-82. The 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, the Warriors right now, 9 of 15, 60% in this third quarter. They lead 87 to 82. Curry off the timeout. Curls from the left side, straight on three. Nothing there. Rebound deflected. Gallinari gathers it in. And he'll find Lob Rydom the right wing. Leaves his feet, throws the ball out of bounds. Draymond Green with Curry. Payton the second. Bielitsa Iguodala against Herder, Gallinari, Reddish, Wright, and Capella.
Would Curry sit out? Like a minute? 90 seconds?
Probably so, yeah. And with no game tomorrow, I don't think there'll be big time limits on him. Curry gets it. Right corner, and Draymond gets it. He throws it out of bounds.
Slip.
Yep, off his hand. Well, this game's been hotly contested, but not like Denver and Miami. Nikola Jokic got ejected from that game. He clobbered Markieff Morris from behind, so you know something happened before then. Both Markieff Morris and Jokic were ejected. Denver won the game.
Everyone's got a story, Tim.
Heard it. Sorry, you're going into your Sam Marlowe speech there. Jumper by Gallinari, no good. Bielitsa the rebound. Still 87-82. We're kind of stuck on this score. Warriors up five. Bielitsa down the near wing. Cross-court skip to Draymond. Good catch. Comes across the foul line. Bounce pass. Curry has to run it down. It's out of bounds. And the Warriors get a little careless here late in the third quarter.
That's two in a row from Draymond. That was just a misread or a miscommunication by the two. He thought Steph was going to go one way. He went the other way. The ball went out of bounds.
Golden State with 11 turnovers. Hawks have 8. Lob right terminates the dribble. Pressured by Payton the second. Ball goes to Capella. Capella goes to the other wing. Gives it to Reddish. Reddish puts on the brakes. Comes down the paint. Knocked away by Draymond. Picked up by Curry. Curry stops. Bounce past Draymond. Right side. Lob. Dunk. Iguodala. Climbing the ladder. Throws it down. Warriors lead by 7. 89-82. 2:09 left in the third. Juan Toscano-Anderson. Waiting at the scorer's table. Reddish wants to go. Fades into a three over Bielitsa and drained it.
Tough shot.
Again, another guy with great confidence. Curry crossing the timeline. Gets middle. Pulls up. Jumper up. Good, and he got fouled by Herder. Stopped his momentum. And Herder ran into him.
I mean, it's such a nice move. Just he felt his hands on his hip and knew that he had a good chance of. And then look, Steph does a good job of embellishing as well.
He does.
He gives a little jerk, but he knows the hands are there and he can get that one. Get himself a 3-point and play the hard way.
92-85. With a minute 45 to go, third quarter. Fourth quarter promises to be fun. Warriors up 7. They've trailed by as many as 15. They've led by as many as 8. Reddish with the ball on the far side. Guarded by Toscano Anderson, and Juan called for a foul. 11-point third quarter for Curry. Solomon Hill in. Capella out.
How about that? Only the Warriors' first foul of the quarter.
Wow.
Now it'll go down as the fourth foul because in the first 2 minutes, right. Yes.
Gallinari up top. Catches. Now waits for DeLon Wright. Probing the defense. Guarded by JTA. Brings Hill over. So now Wright will get Bielitsa with 2 on the shot clock. Has to take the 3. It's up and no good. Payton the second with the rebound. Iguodala got tied up with Gallinari behind the play. Here comes Curry into a quick 3 with a minute 13 to go, and he nailed it. Herder went one way. Curry went the other. Golden State up by 10. Their first double-digit lead of the affair. Herder coming now, stolen away by Curry from behind. Curry banged by Herder. It's a foul. Curry threw it up, and Curry wants the crowd to get into this. It's, come on, let's go. Get on board this train. It's leaving the station right now. Andre Iguodala quiets the crowd. Curry walks up for the free throw, and he rattled that one home.
Boy, just putting together a monster night. If he makes this, that'll be 40 in 25 minutes on 19 shots.
I hate to say it, but isn't it kind of a quiet 40? It's like, you know, I mean, he's had a great night, but it's like all of a sudden, bang, it's 40. 22-8. Curry scored 8 in a row. As Tom mentioned, he's got a 40-point game. With 50 seconds left in the third, Herder working on Bielitsa. Shot clock at 10. Herder pulls up, jumper on the way. Back rim miss. Bielitsa the rebound. Gets it over to Curry on the far side. Curry waiting. Screen by Iguodala. Fouls. Got tripped out of bounds.
What is Herder doing?
Kevin Herder is out of ideas.
And he's about out of fouls. There's five. One more and he'll be out of those. Heading to the bench.
It's a 51st career 40-point game for Curry. Second one this season. Free throw is good.
And his 12th free throw of the night. 4 for 12 from the line.
He's talking with Nick Van Exel, the Hawks assistant coach for the game. And we're talking about Steph and Clay. And I said, yeah, Clay can get so hot. He goes, and so can the other guy. he goes, let's not discount that. And free throws are good for Curry. It's 99-85, an 18-point third quarter. The Warriors lead by 14. DeLon Wright guarded by Iguodala. 30 seconds to go. Crossover dribble. Blasting left side. Locked up by Andre. Finds the cutter inside. It's right. It's blocked away by Juan. Curry with the ball. He's going to bring it up. Says, get out of the way. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Curry dribbling. They rise as one at the Chase Center with 14 seconds to go in the quarter. Curry drifting to the right. Curry waiting. Dribbling on the logo. Double team. Bounce pass to Juan. Fakes and fires. It's a three. Got it! 2.4 to go in the quarter. Gallinari with a bounce pass to Wright. He'll take it from the backcourt. Good if it goes. It's off the glass and off the rim. And Steph Curry jumps up and down. Says, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. From 15 down to 17 up, Warriors 102, Hawks 85, 12 minutes left, a 27-8 push on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 102-85, Warriors lead. Curry with his 51st 40-point game. The Warriors have outscored the Hawks 68-36 since the 3:48 mark of the second. Wow. 15 minutes and change of court time. Iguodala lob inside. Juan Toscano-Anderson with a dunk to open the fourth quarter. My goodness. 104-85. Gallinari to bring it up. Incredible run here by Golden State. Rattling home a three is Bogdanović from the left wing. Curry on the near side. He's starting the fourth quarter. Backs up on DeLon Wright. Fakes and gets it over to Damian Lee. Deep three right wing. Front rim and glass no good. Reddish with the rebound. Warriors up 16. Reddish drives on Lee. Throws a pass out to Gallinari. Touch pass to Wright to Bogdanović. He traveled outside. Good closeout. Juan Toscano-Anderson. Is he a graduate of the Tom Tolbert closeout school?
Well, we haven't started classes yet, Tim. Okay. So, but he would certainly could be a guest instructor.
There you go. Warriors to walk it up. Curry doubled. Floats it over to Iguodala. Back to Curry. Fakes the three. Spins on Reddish. Waiting. Shot clock inside of 10. One dribble. Takes the three. And he got it from the sideline. Well, he's just having fun now. 107-88. He's got 45 for the second time this year. Bogdanović to Gallinari. Most points in the game this year. Jaylen Brown, 46 for Boston. Gallinari, offensive foul. Damian Lee and the Hawks. The wheels have come off the Atlanta train right now.
How about this for a quick little tidbit for you?
Okay.
At the 5:44 mark of the second quarter, Steph Curry's plus minus was zero. 10:32 left to go in the game. It's plus 30.
Wow. Just wow.
My goodness.
This is crazy. Iguodala finds Curry again. Curling right side. Three ball popped out. Everybody was ready to go crazy there. Trae Young's on the floor. Hawks down 19. Nate McMillan needs to see if his team can put together a run to get back into this. This game is not over. Young whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Gary Payton, the second. Called for a grab foul.
Yeah, still a lot of time left in an NBA game. You got to continue playing solid defense, grab the rebound, and push it in transition. They've done a nice job of that.
Young behind the back to nobody in particular. Stolen by Curry. Curry dribbles in. Lob for Damian Lee. Catches and softly kissed it in off the window. Golden State leads by 21. Atlanta wants a timeout. 9:55 left. 109-88 on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Trae Young denied by Payton the second. The backcourt. Now ball thrown away. Hunter gave it to Payton the second. Now Curry takes a three. It's no good. A little ambitious there. And Payton the second with backcourt pressure forced a turnover. His turnovers forced per minute have to be off the charts. They really do. Hunter, right corner. Launches over Andre and knocks down a three.
Well, he forces you to hurry. Your clock, your internal clock just speeds up because you just want to get the ball out of your hands when he's around.
91 for the Hawks, but the Warriors with 109. Iguodala turns. That's Damian Lee open, but Bogdanović forces them to go out farther to midcourt to make the pass. Iguodala comes out to midcourt, dribbles. With 9:13 to go, finds Damian Lee. He'll penetrate down the lane, throws over to Payton Jr., up to Curry. Open three, topside. No good. Juan flies in for the rebound. Couldn't control it. Young will save it. He wants to get early offense going. Over to Bogdanović. Bogdanović to the corner. Pump fake by Hunter. Dribble drive goes up. Ooh. Blocked by Payton the second. And a foul as he tried to throw it down. Gary offered his hand, and Hunter just ignored it. He wanted no part of that.
Oh. Well, you know Atlanta's a little messed up right now when they're rotating to Payton on the three-point line, leaving Steph open. I mean, that's when you know you're a little scrambled.
My goodness. Steph Curry in 30 minutes, 45 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds. Season high tying 45. Warriors will walk it up. One of two from the free throw line for Hunter. 109-92. Warriors were dead in the water mid-second quarter. Down 15. Iguodala up to Curry. Curry waiting. Curry behind the back doubled over to Damian Lee to the corner to Juan. Juan catch and shoot three. It's off the back rim. Rebound deflected and ends up in the hands of DeAndre Hunter. Here comes Trae Young. Up the floor, waiting with a dribble. No look pass. Good catch in the corner by Bogdanović. Backs up the former King. Stripped and stolen. No. Loose ball on the floor. He's tied up with Juan Toscano-Anderson. And both go over the top of each other. Good hustle by both guys. Bogdanović with a face plant. And he's down in the far corner. With Toscano-Anderson, Payton the second, the Warriors have a little bit of a grit going on there. I think Juan was out of bounds when he touched it.
I'm not sure what happened to Bogdanović. He acted like he got hit in the face, but I didn't see it where it was.
He just fell down on the face. They both come over and slap five, so let's go. Well, they're chanting JTA. So they're going to check the jump ball. I think it's going to be Hawks ball. I think Juan in the scramble touched the ball and his foot touched out of bounds. But that's my story.
Well, let's see if they show the replay. Let's see if you're sticking with it. I think you're sticking with it. I think you are right.
Oh, his elbow just got him a little inadvertently.
Yeah.
Just under the chin.
Okay, that I missed that one. Oh.
Yeah, that was a pop.
Got it pretty good there.
Yeah. Is that a flagrant, though?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. When you're scrambling for the ball like that, you're not trying to do anything.
The ruling on the play is a jump ball, and we have a technical foul on 95 Blue. Going to shoot one free throw and jump the ball up. It's two jumpers.
Wow, technical foul for the elbow.
I could buy that. I guess I could buy it just because of the elbow.
He did get him in the face.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you don't
and
really
look, If you're going for the ball, if you're doing that, you're trying to keep him from getting to the ball.
Right.
You're not trying to hit him in the face.
No.
But you're responsible for your limbs. So that technical, I could buy that. The crowd disagrees with me.
Yes. Young will walk over to shoot the free throw. Draymond Green disagrees with James Capers.
Yep.
And
JTA's wallet agrees with James Capers.
Yes, it does. Unfortunately for JTA. Technical fouls hurt some players more than others.
Oh, yes, they do.
Young in and out. Missed the free throw. So now we'll have the jump ball.
I think if you get a technical and they don't make the free throw, I think you don't have to pay the fine.
Adam Silver on line one holding for you, Tom.
It's like when you get closest to on a par three, you got to make the par. Oh, you don't get a par, you don't get to keep the money.
Exactly. Juan comes over. He forgot he was jumping, apparently. Now we're ready to go. Circle to our right. That's the Hawks pass, the one they're shooting at. And as usual, we have players who don't know how to... They're trying to get an advantage lining up around the circle.
Yeah, how long have we done this?
You know, there's some nights I love, I would want the arrow, you know. Here comes Payton up the jump ball. Warriors got Payton, forced up a shot, not a good one. And then the rebound goes to Capella. The Warriors win the jump and then put up a bad shot. Young crossover dribble. Penetration goes to the corner. There's Hunter. Three ball. He's got it going. Knocked it down. The Hawks aren't done yet. This is a 14-point game with 7:55 to go.
Yeah, this is a big next couple minutes here.
Warriors will call a timeout.
Steve knows it.
Yep. Wants to get them refocused here to finish the job. We'll take the break. 109.95 Warriors on the Warriors Radio Network. Good ball game here at Chase Center. Warriors jumped out 10-3. Hawks went up 15. Warriors outscored Atlanta 68-36 over an almost 16-minute period. Golden State led by 21. It's down to 14. Damian Lee up top from Andre Iguodala after the timeout. Back to Damian behind the screen. Three. Rattled it home. Off to a very good start this year. He's got 9 points off the bench.
And it makes him feel good, too. You're coming out of a timeout. You need a bucket. Who do you go to? Damian Lee. And he delivers.
In the far wing. Hunter's been red hot. Got fouled by Iguodala. Andre immediately goes, hey, let's take a look at this. He wants a review. Eric Kogut says no. And they're gonna, and Steve Kerr will trust Andre. We're going to have a green light challenge here.
Warriors.
At Chase Center.
Challenge the call of the floor.
And so it'll be interesting because generally I would trust Andre.
Yep.
He'd be one guy I would think about listening to.
Absolutely.
And Draymond, because Draymond's usually right.
Yeah. That's the thing with both those guys. They know what they're doing. They've been around long enough. They've been in a lot of situations. They know the value of a good challenge. Not to give away a timeout. Don't forget. Homestand continues here on Wednesday when the Warriors welcome the Minnesota Timberwolves. Carl Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell. Get your tickets now at Warriors.com or call 888-GSW-HOOP. Representatives standing by. Hunter likes Steph kind of embellished a little bit.
Yeah, that's an interesting one because we've seen Steph get those where you don't foul them until after the ball's gone. Then you come across their arms. I never really liked that call because it didn't affect the shot at all. But sometimes they call it, sometimes they don't. It'll be interesting to see what they call here.
Klay Thompson's been working out. Andre Iguodala has been watching that along with the other teammates. And he says Klay's love of the game will help him on his journey back.
There's very few players who, it doesn't matter if you pay them $200 million or $2,000, they're going to prepare the same way. They're going to love the game. They're going to play just as hard, and he's one of those guys. So the money isn't the reason why he plays, and I think, you know, that's why you see his commitment. That's why you see him not falter, not waver throughout this period.
The challenge is successful. Andre Iguodala came over, and Steve Kerr with the trust. So we'll have another jump ball. I believe if they, I think this could be a season high for jump balls. with three in one game.
That's too many.
112-95 Warriors, 7:28 to go.
Preston Andre.
Yeah, unbelievable. Capella and Draymond Green will jump at center. Warriors have a very defensive posture here. Capella has got that incredible length. Wins the tip back to Young, and Gary Payton the second shows up, says, I'm still here. Young through a screen, and another screen. Gets Damian Lee, lost the ball, picked it up, and it's going to be a travel. Boy, the pressure the Warrior defense putting on here in the second half. This time Damian Lee forcing a turnover. Fourth turnover on Trae Young. Curry. Doubled pass, and now we get a whistle and an offensive foul on Gary Payton the second.
On Gary Payton the second.
So, both teams trade turnovers. We're still at 112-95.
Back where we started.
We're starting from, yeah. Young inside to Collins, does a good job protecting. He goes up, shot goes up, and Draymond called for a foul.
His second.
Oh, Collins has had a strange night. He started off 6 for 6.
Yeah, he disappeared.
He's only taken one shot since, which he missed. So he has 18 points on 7 shots, but only 7 shots when he hit his first 6 shots.
Draymond comes over, tried to convince Maricoga. Maricoga says, no, you were wrong. Says, yeah, you're right. He laughed. They both laughed. That's where Draymond has gotten so much better. Collins missed the first, made the second. It's 112-96. So the Warriors leading by 16. It's 6:56 to go. Work to be done. Draymond to Curry. Curry guarded by Capella. Step back, three in front of the Hawk bench. Nobody in the association has scored more than Curry in a single game this year. He's got 48. Bogdanovich off a Capella pick. Can't find the range. Damian Lee tried to get it. It's off his hand, out of bounds.
That shot was a joke.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You spin back to the bucket. Then you go right shoulder, almost like a turnaround jump shot from the block, except he shot it from 27.
Season high 9 threes.
Whew.
For Curry. 115-96. Young. Lob it in. Bogdanovich, corner three, blocked by Andre. Got a piece of it. Bogdanovich goes down. Loose ball picked up by Curry. Curry brings it middle. Takes another three straight on. Rattles it. Doesn't go. Ball knocked out of bounds by Gary Payton the second as Collins came down with a rebound.
Think Curry might want that 50 spot?
I think he wants the 5-0 plus. Kevin Herter. Bogdanovich baseline. Goes middle. Got fouled by Andre. No good. Rebound. Goes to Draymond, out to Curry. Curry passes cross-court to Damian Lee. Saved it with a beautiful catch on the far sideline. That was going to leave a mark on some patron on the far wing. Iguodala, chest pass to Damian Lee. Drives by Bogdanovich, gets to the rim. Hands Iguodala to Curry. Curry takes the dribble, open three, short. Rebound Damian Lee. He'll take a three. That's no good. Rebound loose, and it's grabbed out of the air by Collins, and he got fouled. I think it's going to be on Payton the second. And hit in the head. Collins and Draymond having an NBA conversation. Gary Payton the second is fouled out of the game.
And I think he's asking Draymond kindly, can you stop swinging your arms around so wild? And Draymond said, I'm trying to get a rebound.
Unless we change the rule, Gary Payton the second has to go. Trae Young just kind of moves him aside. They're both still jousting, and Payton the second is still right up in his grill. He's going to show up by the bus, I think, you know? Gary Payton the second getting a standing ovation for a 2-point, 4-rebound, 1-assist night. The defense he's played tonight, Kevin Herter off a screen. Lob into Collins, knocked away by Poole, picked up by Curry. 5:35 to go, 115-96. Game is not over, but the clock is in Golden State's favor. Draymond, a pick and roll to Damian Lee. Run off the line, brings it middle, bounce pass to Poole. Poole gets bumped off his route by Hunter, and that's a foul.
Well, it's pretty close to being over.
Pretty close.
Another minute, another 60 seconds. Keep the lead the same.
National Defensive Player of the Year in 2018-2019, DeAndre Hunter.
Virginia. Now, you go to Virginia, you know you can play D.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Curry brings it left-hand side drive, fades and fires, bank shot off to the rim and off the glass. Collins with a rebound to Trae Young. Trae Young, full acceleration, they let him go, and he misses it. And the rebound attempt by Collins, no good. Damian Lee with the rebound gets it to Draymond. Ahead to Iguodala. Andre to Lee. Lee, lob, Andre, catch, dunk! Now it's over. 117-96. Nate McMillan calls time. We've got 5 minutes exactly remaining. Eight dunks tonight for Golden State. We'll keep it here at Chase Center. Usually the NBA protocol is the visiting team takes their guys off the floor first, and then the home team will sub out.
Yep.
So hopefully we'll get that coming out of this timeout.
I would think so. 21 points, 5 minutes to go.
And Nate McMillan's got a game tomorrow night he's got to worry about.
Yep. So
Salt Lake City.
That's a rough back-to-back, just, man.
Yeah, I mean, why stop there? Make it Denver.
Yeah.
You know? So you get in at 4 in the morning, and, you know, I've done that before. That's not fun.
No, the Pacific time zone to Denver is the brutal one. Oh. That's the worst one. Utah's hard. You don't lose as much time, and you're closer to the airport. The Denver one's brutal just because you lose time. It's an hour to the airport, from the airport to the hotel. You don't get to bed till 3:34. That's the toughest back-to-back in the NBA. But the Utah one, especially when you're playing a team as good as Utah
yeah.
That's right there with them.
Somebody somewhere in Colorado made a lot of money off the location of that airport.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Because there's no reason you would put it an hour away from a city.
No. I thought the first time I was there, we got lost. I'm like, where are we going? We going the right way? And sure enough, we were.
117-96, Warriors with the lead. Subs aplenty now for the Hawks. Horry Jang on the floor for the first time. Former Minnesota Timberwolves. Over to Herter. Pass Hill to Herter. Herter inside. His pass deflected. Saved by Curry to Damian Lee. See if Steve Kerr gets his subs in the game here shortly.
See if they can get Steph 50.
Yeah, I think they want to do that. And then Wiggins to Draymond, bounce pass to Poole. Poole stutter steps in traffic. No look, bounce pass to Damian Lee. Goes up for the layup and scores over Bogey J.
All right, I think it's time to clear the bench.
Yeah. Steve Kerr's going to come back. He's going to, I believe, start calling out names. 11 now for Lee. Jumper on the far side is up and good. Luau Cabarro on the floor for the first time. Curry. Steps in, takes a teardrop, and he's got his 50. 121-99. 10th time Curry has scored 50 or more. Draymond with a foul. And listen to the applause at Chase Center for Stephen Curry. Points, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds. 50 points on 28 shots, shooting 50% from the field.
Well, that was the cool part. The last shot got him to 50%.
Yeah.
Right on the nose, 14 for 28 for a 50 spot. 13 free throws, 13 makes. And he kicked in 10 assists, 7 rebounds just for the heck of it.
Timotei Luwawu-Cabarro at the free throw line. He makes the first. Bounced around the league a little bit. The Frenchman, first-round pick of Philadelphia back in 2016. Played last year for Brooklyn. Played 58 games for the Nets. Subs for the Warriors now. Jonathan Kuminga, Juan Toscano-Anderson, Jeff Doughton on his two-way deal. The former Rhode Island Ram, Jordan Poole, and Damian Lee round out the five. Free throw makes it 121-101. Warriors with the ball, 3:44 to go in this one. JTA to Poole. Poole stumbles down the lane. He leans back, a little floater. That's no good. Gorgie Jang with a rebound. Wau Cabarro over to Hill. Jang up top. Says, hey, I'm open. And fires it, hits a three.
Good per 36-minute production.
Juan Toscano-Anderson behind the back bounce pass to Poole. Poole on the right wing. Moses Moody at the scorer's table. Poole, step back, can't get the shot away. Over to Juan. Rainbow triple up and good for JTA.
Get him into double digits with 11.
Yeah.
He's got a nice game tonight, too.
124-104, inside 3 minutes to go. Well, that's not Luau Cabarro. That is on the drive by DeLon White. He got bumped. Fouled by Dalton Jr. Remember, DeLon Wright, his rookie year. Warriors had a preseason game against Toronto. It was down in San Jose. And a couple years before, they had given out, I had a couple boxes in my garage of Warrior coffee mugs. And one of the guys on the coffee mug was Darrell Wright.
Was it really?
Yes. I walked down before the game. I said, look, you got to have a coffee mug with your brother on it. So I gave it to him.
That's awesome.
But you're right. He's a tough little guy.
Yes, he is.
A little. 6'5". Doesn't look 6'5", but I guess he is. Free throw.
But he plays on the inside more than he plays on the perimeter.
Right. He's kind of like Peyton II that way.
Yep.
124-105. Warriors with it, attacking the basket to our left. Moody, outside. Rookie from Arkansas. Five JTA. JTA bounce pass to Kuminga. Knocked and stripped away by Luau Cabarro. They call him TLC. Pulls up the right wing. Jang, top of the key. Back to Luau Cabarro. Hook pass, cross court. Wright with it. Wright, guarded by Kuminga. Leaves him, drives in, throws it out. Deflected by Kuminga, but right to Jang. He just walks across the lane to Herter. Misfires a jumper, ball knocked out of bounds, and everybody please take a break.
Do you know if TLC likes waterfalls?
I don't even know what that...
I'll have to show you a video.
Oh, okay.
It's just a band.
Gorgie Jang. Oh, okay. Out to Herter. You know I'm blissfully on hit.
Yeah.
Luau Cabarro behind the back comes over to Herter on the right side.
You're better off for it.
Herter into a jump shot, knocked it down. He's 4 of 8, but boy, he just had a tough time on the defensive end tonight. And of course, he was trying to guard Curry. 124-108, minute 55 to go. Turnover on the Warriors. JTA throws it away, picked up by DeLon Wright. Throws it to the trailer. Jumper by Luau Cabarro won't fall. And Downton with the rebound. Seeing time at Santa Cruz, as is Jonathan Kuminga. Brings it back out. Kuminga and Moody on the left side. They'll exchange. Moody takes a handoff. Up top to Downton. Right side, JTA. Handoff to Poole. Pogos fires and hits a three. Poole got off to a tough start in this one. He's got 16 now. 127-108. Jumper no good for the right wing by the Hawks. New season high for points for the Warriors, 127. Poole, deep three right wing. Back rim miss. Wright with a defensive rebound. Moody trying to pin Wright to the sideline. Back cut nice by Luau Cabarro. He gets a reverse layup, scores, and gets fouled.
Try to quickly look what the Warriors' win margin has been at home. We know we lost. They lost to the Grizzlies by 3, and then beat the Thunder by 19, Hornets by 22, Pelicans by 41, Rockets by 13, and tonight lead by 16.
Wow,
that's dominant.
And this one's against a really good team.
Yes,
Downton driving left after the free throws by Luau Cabarro made it 127-111. He made his free throw to get his and one. And a drive by Wright. He gets fouled. 45.8 to go. Curry with, again, 50 points, 7 rebounds, 10 assists. 9 threes in 35 minutes. Joins James Harden as the only players to put up 50 and 10 in 35 minutes or fewer in the last 40 seasons.
That's efficient. That is efficient. And again, you look back over the last 3 games, I think it's like 15, 19, 20, 15, 18, 20, something like that. And they didn't need him. Tonight, I think he knew, you know what? I'm going to have to get some tonight and get out there and put up some points. And he did. And he kept him in the game for the better part of the first half.
Wright hits a couple of free throws for the Hawks. It's a 14-point Warrior lead, 34 seconds to go. And the Warriors in their first 10 games have won 9. Poole, step back, launches over Herter, missed it. Solomon Hill wanted to rebound one and got it. Looking across the timeline. Crowd stands here at Chase. Gives the Warriors a round of applause. Gorgui Jang on the far wing. Hawks won't even take a shot. They have to get on the bus and the plane and get ready for the Utah Jazz tomorrow night. There's your buzzer. Final score, Warriors 127 and Atlanta 113.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.